next application. You're free to leave.
Case number 13158, Suzanne Stark Beinert seeks variances from the rear and side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-34, 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sylvan View Drive. The 911 address is 34582 Sylvan View Drive in Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 707. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Applicant is seeking an 8-foot variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed pole building. Well, it's the best that I could determine from. It's different. You can elaborate on that. Yep.
Good evening. We will have you sworn in.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Suzanne Stark Beinert, 34582 Sylvan View Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I am requesting a variance. I thought the setbacks were 5 foot in the back and 5 foot on the sides. So my copy says a request of variance from the, what used to say 5, but I penciled in 10 back and side yard setback to a 2 foot back and side yard setback to install a 40 by 24 pole barn. Okay, on the next page, page 2, I indicate the property is unique because of the triangularly-ish shape. Because the previous installed septic system in the middle of the backyard and the location of the 30 by 50 house, the pole barn cannot move north, which is left, because of the existing septic system, or west forward due to the existing house. I further indicate that, okay, same septic system, same. And I added that the can't move forward because the house walkout cellar stairs are in the way, and I'll show you pictures of this. Okay, so does this pointer work for this map thing? Very cool. Okay, so I've taken a picture, not in full color, but grayscale, just because of cost. That's two vehicles going up our driveway towards the proposed barn. Once I'm up there, it's the front of my car pointing towards where the proposed barn would be. I'm just trying to give you a view of what it looks like. In this corner here is actually a little walkway. Right in front of these steps down from the deck, there's a walkway goes out to the edge of the Bilco door steps right there. So it sticks out, it's right there. So what I'm trying to get at is to bring a truck, like a 20-foot truck, just a normal F-250 long bed kind of truck, to swerve around that little deck area and into this side of the barn is problematic if you move the barn forward. The reason I'm saying the truck goes over there is because the boat goes over here. So I need a straight shot in for a boat to be backed into there and a truck to go back over there. This image shows you that actual walkway in front of those steps. So you can see what it looks like and that it is there. And then this image shows you the proposed area where the pole barn would go with the four corners marked out as best as I could do. In addition, there is a 500 housing development plan supposed to go in behind my house where it's the bank's trust. I got a copy of their proposed plan. My house is here, so I guess if you kind of look at it this way, like this is Sylvan View Drive coming in this way. Whoops, looks, the back of my house is there. This housing development is over on the left side, not behind my house. What is behind my house is what they call a swim, which I'm not sure what that is, and a walking trail. So behind my house will be no houses, just walking trail and swim area. So I continued request, I'm just going to say 3 feet instead of 2 feet, because I thought it was 5 feet, and I was going to 2 feet. Now I realize it's 10 feet, so let's go 3. From those top left, top right, front right corners, the side and backyard, request a 3 foot variance.
Can you turn in those photos so I can stamp them? They have to be on the record.
You can have them. Oh, the development plan, I can't let you have it. I'm sure you have access. Questions?
Does that complete your presentation?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Is there thought given to making the barn smaller to fit into the, or not completely, but to fit, to be less of a variance?
If I'm trying to fit in a like a pontoon boat, which is, let's say, 30 feet, and you put it on a trailer, 40 feet is not even going to do it. So the boat that I actually own and that's in Pennsylvania wouldn't fit in this barn. So I am going smaller for my own personal recreational toys, I guess. But so the left side would house 2 vehicles, being 40 foot.
You've been here before recently.
Yes, sir.
I was on the board when you had the variance for the front yard.
Yes, sir.
Did you build the home?
I had a builder build it. It's a modular.
But you did, but it was, you were part of the process of placing the home.
It was placed due to a surveyor who put it in the pin spot where it was put. I guess what the surveyor didn't realize that the 7 inches that I went over in the front, he didn't realize that the deck would come out that far.
But to understand, when you purchased the property, that was a piece of land, and the house was placed under your ownership.
Correct.
Okay.
With severe limitations. I have no idea why anybody would go and put a septic in the middle, right there, in the backyard. That was done before me. I was done in the 80s. Any other questions?
Any questions from the board? Mr. Adams?
Yes. You state in your application that moving the pole barn north or left starts to encroach in the septic field. Is this the most it can be moved to the north?
To the left?
Or to the, yes.
I don't know exactly where the left drain field, I think there's 3 fields. I don't know exactly where the one on the far this way is. But it is starting to encroach within 3 to 5 feet.
Okay, thank you.
This lot number 9 that's noted on there, that's where the development is going?
No, so the development is going where it says Lands of
Land
Banks Trust.
And
so right behind there is a swim and a walking trail. Not sure what a swim is.
Stormwater management.
Okay. Yeah, there is a depression back there, so I figured if they were putting in a a retention pond, then that's where we'd go is behind me.
So it's wooded now, but presumably they're going to be removing those trees when that's developed?
I would assume.
Is there a home currently on lot number 9?
No. It was sold and they're considering building.
Have you talked with them?
I did.
Okay. No issues with the pole barn?
They haven't explained to me that they have issues. Who I speak to is the father who bought the property for his daughter. He said he'd get to his daughter and get back to me. He knew that the hearing was tonight. I mean, it's been postponed by a month because of the snow.
But he never got back to you?
No. So is the 3 foot the concern? Can we go 5 foot on the right and 3 foot on the back? Because the back where that depression swale or whatever it's going to be is very far away from me. I can show you the development map again. I mean, it's at least a half acre away. If you look at the size of my property compared to the size of that, that's several acres away. I have taken it from like a two garage doors, you know, one for the boat, one for the cars. Because of the turning in on the left side that I have to do, I went with one big door so that I can be in more of the barn when you turn the vehicle. I have taken some considerations or changes, modifications. Trust me, I'd want a bigger barn. Who wouldn't?
Are there any other questions from the board? Mr. Adams, no more? No more questions? Okay, if you would please have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13158? You're in favor? Would you like to speak? Okay, if you would please come up, be sworn in.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Todd Williams, and I live at 32836 Murray Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We just want to say I'm speaking on behalf of my daughter, who is the owner of Lot 9 that you see. So we're the only ones that would really be directly affected by this, the setback, you know, reducing. And so, you know, we're here to say that we're not against the 5 foot, you know, reducing it to the 5 foot setback. You know, it really, we want to be good neighbors. And, you know, the people behind there, that's just acres and acres of wide open land that's going to be one day developed by somebody. And I don't think they're going to mind either. But being that we're the only ones directly affected, we have no problem with it.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Is there anyone else present who is in favor of case number 13158? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13158? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13158 for Susan Stark Beinert. For the requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The The property has unique physical conditions because the property has a septic system that's placed right in the middle of the backyard with drain fields competing on close to the proposed barn. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
May I ask what numbers we're going with? Firm up, is it going to be 5 feet from the side and?
I believe 5 feet.
A 5 foot from the 5 foot?
The lot nine owner was comfortable with as well.
And the rear yard would be requested potentially 3, I think, which would give it a 7 foot variance from the 10.
Yeah.
It changed a few times during the
test. Yeah, I know. Yes.
I just want to verify.
Okay.
I'll second the motion with those.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I am voting nay. I believe the need is being caused by the applicant. With a vote of 3-1, case number 13158 has been approved.